Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
67212.
Thank you. Let me get that pulled up here. And could I please have your first and last name?
I'm sorry?
Could I please have your first and last name?
Patricia Rogers.
Thank you. And just to make sure, I'm looking at the correct information. Could you verify your mailing address?
142 North Nevada Court, Wichita, Kansas.
Thank you. So I do see here that you were charged for the Bites Hub. That is a meal plan app. It shows you how to use real foods to boost your energy. Also cut out sugars and carb cravings, and it was for the chance to win a mixer in a raffle.
No, I did not authorize that. It was putting my name in a raffle, and if I won, they were going to charge me, I don't know, $3 and something for shipping. I did not authorize it. They made my bank go in there to overdraft. I need that back. Just take my name completely out of it.
Okay.
I didn't know about the other part. I just was going into a raffle to win a mixer.
Okay, well, let me see. And let me see. So in the terms and conditions, that is where it's stated about the $59.89 charge, and that it would be for that Bites Hub app. So with you agreeing.
Let me get in there. I don't want it. I want my money back. I don't want it. I want you to take my name completely off the raffle and everything.
Well, with you agreeing to the terms and conditions, it is a valid charge. I can reduce the price of that app for you to $20, so it's at a discounted price instead of the full amount.
Whatever. I just want my money back. I take my name completely out of your system, out of your the company, everything.
Okay, and so you do want it. You do want it reduced to $20?
I want it reduced to as much as I can to get my money back, to get my account from overdrafting. I didn't get paid till Wednesday, and I thought, well, I can do $3, but I don't want what you said I signed up for, that medicine, whatever.
Well, it being reduced to $20, that covers all future charges.
Okay, but I don't want that whatever you said I was going to be getting, okay? If you drop it to $20, I don't want any of that stuff.
Okay. And so as far as a refund, with it being a valid charge, with you agreeing to the terms and conditions, I can do a $55 refund. That's minus our $5 non-refundable setup fee.
That's fine. Perfect.
Okay, so I did go ahead and do that refund for you. It can take up to 3 to 5 business days to, may be in the account today, but if there is a delay, then that's 3 to 5 business days. Was there anything else that I could assist with?
Just why does it take 3 to 5 days if it just took 12 hours to take it out of my account?
Well, you were charged on yesterday, and that was a weekend. So refunds is in process on the weekend, and with it being a weekday, now it's not the same day that you were charged. If this was a same day charge, then you would be receiving the refund the same day. But since you were charged yesterday, that gave the transaction some time to settle in your account. So now it can take up to 3 to 5 business days.
Oh, great. All right. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support, and have a great day.
You too.